This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue our theme توجيهات أخلاقية من التجارب اليومية, moral guidance from everyday experiences. There is a specific verse in the Holy Quran that literally brings us down to earth, and it pertains to Iblis's refusal to follow Allah's command. And the command was for Iblis to humble himself to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Iblis is questioned as to why he refused to obey the command of Allah, and Iblis rationalized his response. And he framed it in a seemingly logical manner. The Quran says, "Ma mana'aka alla tasjuda idha amartuk?" He was asked, "What has kept you from humbling yourself according to Allah's command?" So he said, "Qala ana khayrun min." I am better than Adam. "Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen." Thou hast created me, O Allah, from fire, whereas you have created him from soil or clay or dust. So the reason for Iblis's disobeying the command of Allah was because he considered himself better than Adam alayhi salam. And the reason for that was Adam alayhi salam was created from dust or from soil, and Iblis was created from fire. The question that arises: is Iblis's argument valid? The basis for his disobedience to Allah was the difference between the physical makeup of the two. One of fire, that's Iblis, and the other is of Nabi Adam, made of sand or clay or soil. Now, if we examine the basis of Iblis's claim, it clearly reveals the erroneous nature of his assumption. This is very important for people of us who are in key positions or managerial positions or positions of authority. Because sometimes we presume something and we make a decision, and it may be in good intention, but sometimes that good decision or seemingly good decision can block other good things. For example, I may suggest, let's start an Arabic class tomorrow. Of course, the first week we'll have 100 people. But the fourth week, you won't have so many. Because why? Arabic is not a class you can do in 4 or 5 weeks. It takes years, and after years, you learn some stuff. Whereas you do a tajweed class, in 6 weeks, you can do it. So the idea that people will come for tajweed will be greater than they would come for Arabic, for that matter. So my suggestion of Arabic is a very good suggestion. But is it practical? Is it what people want? And by my suggestion, a better suggestion may be denied or shelved. Now, if we examine Iblis's claim, it clearly reveals the erroneous nature of his assumption. Of course, fire has great value. Fire is a source of heat, and heat is a source of energy. I think Eskom needs that. But it's also the main component of hell. As for soil or clay or dust, among the primary components of soil and clay are water, which is the liquid of life, organic matter, gases, air, microorganisms. But the largest component of soil is the mineral portion. About 45 to 50% of the volume of soil is mineral. Humans and soil contain minerals, and both are chemical systems sharing a common composition, comprising of major and minor traces of chemical elements. Both human being and soil has oxygen, hydrogen, carbon, sulfur, phosphor, calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, iron, silicon, zinc, selenium, copper, manganese, fluorine, all found in soil, also found in the human body. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن تُرَابٍ. Allah made you from dust. All these are essential to human life. By the way, for argument's sake, besides faulting Adam, besides faulting Iblis for his arrogant refusal to obey Allah's command, he should realize that soil holds an advantage over fire because you can blot out fire with sand. But nonetheless, so we have to be cognizant of the fact that if the start of your argument, if the premise of your argument is wrong, and very often we continue debates and arguments, even in religious circles, the premise is already wrong. So you built on your premise and you get emotional about it and you quote a verse from here and a quote from verse from there, but the premise is faulty. So the conclusion can never be right. So we have to be cognizant of the fact, if we start a discussion, an argument, and the beginning of it is wrong, if the premise is false, the conclusion will always be incorrect. So fire is not necessarily better than soil in our discussion here, but Iblis rationalized his decision to disobey Allah. And the basis of his argument was flawed, and the basis of his argument, despite seemingly logical, was unsound. So be cautious how we rationalize things. If our assumptions are incorrect, our understanding of things will be defective. Because if the premise of our reasoning is mistaken, then the conclusion we make could then also be wrong. We could potentially harm ourselves and even maybe misguide others, even with good intention. And that's why I conclude with the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma ja'alna min al-hadeen muhtadeen ghayra dhalin wa la mudillin. Oh Allah, make us of those who are rightly guided, and make us a source of guiding other people. Oh Allah, let us not lead other people astray, nor allow us ourselves to become astray. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah, wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.